Mother Church gives us an interesting readings for this 32nd Sunday in ordinary time. As we get ever close to the end of the liturgical year, we're in this last month. This time the Mother Church invites us to reflect on the four last things, the end of our life, the certain judgment that we will all face at our death. And this great, interesting, vivid description that we heard in the first reading from Maccabees. First and second letter of Maccabees that we don't hear very often proclaimed in the liturgy. It's one of the historical books giving us the history of the chosen people before Christ. The Maccabees were a family and they lived about 150 years or so before the birth of Jesus. And so these two books give us a glimpse of the life of what was going on in the chosen people at that time. And so we hear the story about seven brothers and their mother. And we have the truncated version. I really would encourage you to go back and read the entire passage to see exactly the torment that these brothers faced. Because as we heard in the passage we had today, that they would rather die than go against the law of God. And in particular, they would rather die than eat pork. Where do we fall in that line? So maybe pork isn't the forbidden thing in our life today. But what is the pork that we're being asked to eat? In this time of the chosen people, the Greeks had conquered. You know, first the Egyptians, then the Assyrians, then the Babylonians. The Persians were in there first at some point. And then Alexander the Great, and the Greeks kind of conquered that whole region. And part of what they would do is they would allow these little groups of people to keep their religious practices as long as they succumbed to worshiping the emperor's god or the emperor himself. And so part of the reason, the way they tried to enforce that was to get the Jews to violate their dietary laws. Just to eat a little pork. To prove to whom you are faithful. That you have your own private personal religion, but you really are a member of our group. That the political realm is more important to you than your private religious practices. I hope that you can kind of see how there's really nothing new under the sun. That we face the same challenge today. So what's the pork that not just the government, but really the people who control our lives are the corporations, these worldwide conglomerates that control our entire life. What we're able to buy at the store, how much the things cost, what entertainment is available to us? I mean, we're in the middle of an election cycle right now. We should be rightly concerned about who is elected to run the government. But if we're honest, the corporations in this country and throughout the world have a greater impact, influence, and power over our lives. Are we as discerning with the message of the corporations as we are with the political party that we tend to agree with more than the other? What's the pork that's being out there? Your identity is in your worth, in your wealth, in your job, where you live, what kind of car you drive, which device do you use, which entertainment are you engaged in, what's your favorite sports team? All these things that the world tells us we must be engaged in. And there's so many. We could go on and on and on. But to think about the pork, quote unquote, that the world is force feeding us, to look at that along with the gospel that mentioned marriage, maybe we can focus on the pork associated with marriage that the world is presenting to us. The sacrament of holy matrimony, and just as a refresher, a sacrament is an outward sign of an inward reality. and that marriage is God's plan from the very beginning. One man and one woman come together until death do them part for the sake of raising children, for the procreation and education of children. This is the basis, the foundation, the reason for holy matrimony. And it's a sign. Ephesians chapter 5 gives us a clear example, a clear reading of the sign that marriage is a sign to us of Christ's love for the church. And this is why Jesus can say in heaven there is no giving or taking in marriage, because marriage, the sign, is no longer necessary, because in heaven we are with Christ. That we, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, are with him, our groom. And so we don't need the sign of marriage anymore. And marriage is for the procreation of children. And so in heaven we don't die, so there's no need to keep this species going. This is why marriage exists. And just also, it says we become like angels. We don't become angels. You're human, and you'll be human in eternity, either in heaven or in hell, but you will be human. You don't become an angel. You don't get wings. You know, that's not true. But marriage, what is marriage? What is the port that society is trying to get us to believe? If marriage is one man and one woman until death do us part for the sake of children, I'm sure you could probably answer the question already. What is the pork that the society and the government is trying to get us to eat? Did you know that until 1929, every Christian tradition forbade the use of artificial birth control? Absolutely forbidden. It wasn't even a question. Until 1929, when the Church of England, which was founded on divorce, decided it was okay in certain circumstances, and eventually it became widespread. Not long after that, the legalization of abortion in our country. Not long after that, no-fault divorce. So marriage isn't permanent. Marriage isn't for the procreation of children. So what is it for? What does the world tell us? What does the corporations teach us? What pork are they putting before us and telling us we have to eat? These men in the first reading were willing to die rather than eat pork. They could have eaten the pork and gone about their life, and everything would have been fine. They would have been successful. They'd have been well liked in the community. They could have kept their house and their car and their devices, maybe got a promotion. All they had to do was eat a little pork. All we have to do is wear a little rainbow lapel. All we have to do is not say things that might offend somebody. All we have to do is what? Are we willing to die for the truth? Or is a little bit of pork okay? This is what's at stake. These men said, we have the hope that we will rise in the end. Do we? Do we truly believe in judgment? Do we truly believe in the resurrection of the body at the end of time? Do we believe that what we profess in just a few moments is true? Or do we keep our private life and our public life, our personal religion here and our public life here? Have we eaten the pork that is possible to separate the two? Mother Church is really challenging us today to think about the reality of what we do in our world, what we do with our life, what words we say, what things we promote, what pork are we willing to eat? Beautiful prayer from the second reading, where St. Paul reminds us that he says, may our Lord Jesus Christ, who has loved us and give us everlasting encouragement and good hope. He's given us encouragement and good hope. May he encourage your heart and strengthen you. In the waters of baptism, you've been given the hope of eternal life, the promise of eternal life. You've been given. You have received. Pray for the strengthening of that, is what St. Paul is saying. And he says, pray for us, the preachers, that the word of God will spread forth. Because there are evil people. There are evil people in the world who are trying to confuse you. There are evil people in the world trying to sell you pork. But with the promise of eternal life and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, there's no reason to fear the final judgment, and there's no reason to fear the torture, the torment we may face by being faithful to Holy Mother Church. The world is in desperate need of your witness. If just us in this church this morning would stand up for the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth of God's plan for marriage, the truth of human sexuality, if we would stand up and live a life as though it's true, the world would change. Christ is inviting that, giving you that invitation this morning. Do you believe? We're going to say that in just a moment. I believe. Do you really believe that what God has said is true, really is true?